It all starts with the bread.
Tampa bread, you know that if you've eaten a piece of it because crumbs are everywhere.
That's Andrew Hughes. He wrote the history of Florida's first Spanish-Cuban restaurant, the Columbia, which is in Tampa.
If you go to Miami, you're not going to find that bread. You're going to find a squishy bread.
Tampa Sandwich is named after the Cuban cigar factory workers from the Ybor City neighborhood. They layered sweet shaved ham, shredded mojo marinated pork, Genoa salami, dry Swiss cheese, mustard, and three crisp dill pickles. The owner of King Corona Cafe, Don Barco, says a good Cuban is like a handmade cigar.
You have this different blending of tobaccos. And it's the same thing with the Cuban sandwich. All those different ingredients marry, and that's what gives you the flavor of the Ybor City Cuban sandwich.
Melissa Fair and David Audette are self-styled Cuban sandwich experts. Miami, to them, is neon, mojitos, and surgically enhanced women who wouldn't be caught dead eating the sandwich.
They wouldn't have eaten the bread, for sure. They would have just pulled the meat off and eaten the meat, and in private. So, yes.
Michelle and Robert Fiedo sell Cubans out of a food truck and will match their sandwich against anyone's, especially Miami.
Bring it on.
Now, that would be a great contest, but Miami's got to use their products, and we stick to our products.
Oh, and one more thing. We're told some Miami restaurants, and even the Miami-Dade School District, buys their Cuban bread from Tampa. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.